Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHIW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. Did you know that on November 26th, 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signs a bill officially establishing the fourth Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day? In 1939, FDR had declared November 23rd to be Thanksgiving, which turned out to be an unpopular move. He admitted his mistake and corrected it on this day.
Yes, glad you all came for my fireside chat here with me, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I like to say that because it's radio and you can't see me.
It's true. We can't see him, Ethel.
That's right, dear.
And I really want to apologize about that whole Thanksgiving fiasco. Oh. Is anyone listening an expert on polio? Does that cause you to pee blood? I'm just curious.
I'm no expert on polio. My years as a doctor tell me that he might need a prostate examination. Should I call him up, Ethel?
Of course, dear.
Excellent.
I'm the leader of the free world. I deserve better than this.
FDR, there's a call on line one.
Put it on. You're on the fireside chat with FDR. What's on your mind?
Oh my goodness, am I on? Mr. President, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
That's great.
And I just wanted to say that you should definitely get your prostate checked out.
Oh, thanks. How do I do that?
Well, you could go to a doctor, like myself, who specializes in checking prostates.
And because FDR did get his prostate examined, he lived a long, healthy life in which he was elected president 72 times. This is WHRW Binghamton with This Day in History.